Judges chapter 13, and I'm reading from verse 1 all the way to the end. Yes, a bit of a read, but please follow me. I'm reading the Message translation. And then the people of Israel were back at it again, doing what was evil in God's sight. God put them under the domination of the Philistines for 40 years. At that time, there was a man named Manoah from Zorah, from the tribe of Dan, and his wife was barren and childless. And the angel of God appeared to her and told her, "I know that you are barren and childless, but you're going to become pregnant and bear a son. But take much care. Drink no wine or beer. Eat nothing ritually unclean. You are in fact pregnant right now, carrying a son. No razor will touch his head. The boy will be God's Nazarene from the moment of his birth. He will launch the deliverance from Philistine oppression." The woman went to her husband and said, "A man of God came to me. He looked like the angel of God, terror laced with glory. I didn't ask him where he was from, and he didn't tell me his name, but he told me you're pregnant. You're going to give birth to a son. Don't drink any wine or beer, and eat nothing ritually unclean. And the boy will be God's Nazarene from the moment of birth to the day of his death." Manoah prayed to God, "Master, let the man of God you've sent come to us again and teach us how to raise this boy who is to be born." God listened to Manoah. God's angels came again to the woman. She was sitting in the field. Her husband Manoah wasn't there with her. She jumped to her feet and ran and told her husband, "He's back! The man who came to me that day." Manoah got up and, following his wife, came to the man. He said to him, "Are you the man who spoke to my wife?" And he said, "I am." Manoah said, "So, when what you say comes true, what do you have to tell us about this boy and his work?" The angel of God said to Manoah, "Keep in mind everything I told the woman. Eat nothing that comes from the vine. Drink no wine or beer. Eat no ritually unclean foods. And she's to observe everything I commanded her." Manoah said to the angel of God, "Please stay with us a little longer. We'll prepare a meal for you, a young goat." And God's angel said to Manoah, "Even if I stay, I won't eat your food. But if you want to prepare a whole burnt offering for God, go ahead, offer it." Manoah had no idea that he was talking to the angel of God. Then Manoah asked the angel of God, "What's your name? When your words come true, we'd like to honor you." And the angel of God said, "What's this? You ask for my name? You wouldn't understand. It's sheer wonder." So Manoah took the kid and the grain offering and sacrificed them on the rock altar to God, who works wonders. And as the flames leapt up from the altar to heaven, God's angel also ascended in the altar flames. When Manoah and his wife saw this, they fell face down to the ground. Manoah and his wife never saw the angel of God again. Only then did Manoah realize that this was God's angel. He said to his wife, "We're as good as dead. We've looked on God." But his wife said, "If God were planning to kill us, he wouldn't have accepted our whole burnt offering and grain offering, or revealed all these things to us, giving us this birth announcement." The woman gave birth to a son. They named him Samson. The boy grew and God blessed him. And the Spirit of God began working in him until he was staying at a Danite camp between Zorah and Eshtaol. Bible Before Breakfast, Mildred Kingsley Okonkwo here. Yeah, was a bit of a read, right? But that's the whole point, to get you to read your Bible. And to get you to do it before you have any breakfast. So, this morning we're talking about another special visit. And this time, it's one that I find rather intriguing because this was an ordinary woman. Ordinary woman who was going about her business. Yeah, she had been praying because she had a new child. She had been barren. And she had been trusting that she would have a baby. And the Bible says that the angel of the Lord appeared to her. But of course, at the time, she didn't know it was the angel of the Lord. And he declared to her that you are no longer barren. You are, in fact, right now, as I'm speaking to you, you're pregnant. And gave her a lot of things that she was to do, to drink more wine, to eat nothing ritually unclean, and make sure that no razor would touch his head. And he told her that the boy would be in Nazareth from the moment of his birth, and declared his future, that he was created to deliver the Israelites from Philistine oppression. Now, one interesting thing I find about this whole encounter with that angel was the fact that he was able to not only declare the future, but also tell her what she needed to do. And God sends us angels as messengers. He gives them instruction. He tells them what we need to do. But you see, what I find most fascinating about this is the fact that God is a master planner. God is never stranded. In fact, if God gives you an assignment from this scripture, I found out that he usually has a clear blueprint. And if you don't see it and don't recognize it, then be like Manoah and pray that God will speak to you again. I love sustained encounters. I don't just want to encounter God once and not be sure. Sometimes you may even think it's a fluke, but Manoah was a wise man. He prayed. He said, "Master, let the man of God you sent come to us again and teach us how to raise this boy who is to be born, how to carry this vision." Sometimes we're too quick to run ahead of God. God says you're going to preach to the nations and you just run. Stop. Be like Manoah and pray. Say, "Master, tell me again and teach me. Teach me how to carry this vision. Teach me how to raise this boy. Teach me how to write that book." God is very detailed. When he appeared to Moses and told Moses to build the temple, he gave him specifications right down to the fabric and the color that was to be used. When he appeared to Noah to build the ark, he gave him specifications, dimensions. He gave him measurements, type of wood, where things were supposed to be fixed. God gives details. And so, even though Manoah's wife was excited by the revelation she had gotten when she encountered God, her husband was wise enough and possibly logical enough to say, "Let's pray for a return visit so that we understand how to carry this vision that has been handed to us." It's not just enough for God to tell you this is going to happen. You have to get the details, and God is ready to teach. This is when the man came back again. Another thing I noticed about this encounter is something that I've always known, and it saddens my heart when I see Christians do it. Angels are not meant to be worshipped. Even when they wanted to worship the angel, they wanted to give him something to eat. He said no. Angels, true angels, always point you right back to God. Whether it is an angel that is a man of God, in quotes, an angel of a church, or an angel, a spirit being, they always point you back to God. That's the authenticity of them. And so when they begged him to stay a bit longer, they were going to honor him, he said, "No, even if I stay, I won't eat. That's not what I'm here for. But if you want to worship God, then by all means, please go ahead." And so they took his words and they began to honor God. And right in the middle of that flame, the angel began to ascend. It was at that point they realized. And then he began to fear. Listen, God loves you too much to kill you. God wants intimacy. If you go back to the beginning in Genesis, the Bible says that after he made man and he made woman, every time in the cool of the evening, God would just come and take a walk with them and they would have conversations. That's what God is looking for. That's why Jesus came. He still wants intimacy with you. He wants to have conversations with you. He wants to know how your day was. So don't be afraid of divine encounters. Don't be afraid when you sense that God is with you. When you begin to have a strong consciousness of God, it should be comforting, not scary. And so this guy panicked and said, "Oh my God, we're as good as dead. We actually looked on God." And the wife said, "Are you kidding me? If God was really planning to kill us, he wouldn't have given us a future." Listen, God has a plan for you. It says, "I know the thoughts I think towards you. They're thoughts of good and not of evil." God wants to bring you to your expected end. He wants to give you a future and a hope. He's not interested in killing you. He has nothing to gain from it. Don't be afraid of divine encounters. The Bible says that what the angel told her came to pass. The woman gave birth to a son. They named him Samson. The boy grew. And the Bible says that God blessed him. When God gives you a vision, when God gives you an assignment, when God impregnates you with something that he's called you to do, listen to me, God will bless it. God himself will bless it. And the Bible says the Spirit of God began working in him. The Spirit of God will work in the details. If you ask God to teach you, he gives you the details and you are excited to be around the Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us that the Spirit of God will begin working in you. So this morning, I want to challenge you. Pray again. Be like Manoah. Pray again. And this time, ask for the details. I know God has given you lofty assignments. I know God has called you to do great things. But pray again. Say, Lord, please let me encounter you again and teach me what you need me to know about how to carry this vision. Good morning. What a wonderful way to start your day. Bible Before Breakfast with Mildred Kingsley-Pinkle.
International Word of Faith Conference is here. Join us physically at David's Christian Center at the Island or Mainland Branch. Visit at DCC Lagos or at DCC Island on Instagram for more info, or join us online, David's Christian Center on YouTube, or at DCC Island or at DCC Lagos on Instagram and Facebook. What's better than a week of back-to-back word feasting? See you!